Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And with me today is my grandson,
Brandon Brim.
Where are you from?
California.
And so you're here with us. He spoke today. Today, as we're making this broadcast, it's January 14, Wednesday. And I tell you that for a couple of reasons. We were told by the Lord in June 2008 to pray in an awakening. January 14, 2009, by that time someone had given us television equipment. Wow. And we were able then to go online and have a worldwide prayer meeting streamed live every Wednesday at noon Central Time. And we have prayers all around the world who join together and pray at this time, or they go on the archives. You could go on the archives to billybrim.org, and you could see Brandon today. We had, oh, such an anointing. But as we were coming out here today, and I knew what Brandon was going to speak. I had told him to be prepared. And he gave me this example of an awakening in the Bible that I really hadn't quite seen before. So, Brandon, could you share?
Yes, I'd be honored. It's in Acts chapter 19, and the way this came about is, if you guys have heard me minister or speak, and I've spoken a few times here on radio and also on the Wednesday prayers.
How old are you, Brandon?
I'm 25 years old.
I wanted to make that point because I wanted to let you people know before it starts what God's doing with young people.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I've been focusing, you know, on the name of Jesus and the power in that name. And then I've been seeing different parts about it, how we got to believe in that name. We got to have faith in that name. And in Acts chapter 19, we can start with verse 11. If you have your Bibles, I'd encourage you to turn to it. If you're just driving, just listen. But this is an account of the seven sons of Sceva and how they saw the real power and how they were involved with exorcism and all types of stuff. But they saw the real power in the name of Jesus. Verse 11, it says this, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them, which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus." I think this is interesting. The exorcists, they want to use that name.
They saw it worked.
They saw the real power.
Uh-huh.
They were involved in their witchcraft and whatnot, but they saw the real power, and they wanted to use that name. So they said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, we adjure you by Jesus in whom Paul preached." And then there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" That evil spirit said, "Who do you think you are?" They were just trying it. They didn't have faith in that name. Verse 16, "And the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." And we might all have heard this right here, you know, how he was trying to use a name. He didn't have faith in the name. They were involved in everything and other things, and how that evil spirit prevailed against them. And the Lord spoke this to me. I was just in my place studying and seeking the Lord, and he said, "Brandon, go on." So I started to go on. So I want you guys to go on with me. Verse 17.
We usually do stop right there.
Yeah.
And we say, you know, these seven sons of Sceva, that evil spirit, Paul I know, Jesus I
know.
We usually emphasize that and don't go on. But the Lord encouraged you to read on.
Yeah, he encouraged me really plain to read on. So I did, and it says this, verse 17, "And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks." And my grandmother said Greeks is nations.
Mm-hmm. Gentiles.
Gentiles. Mm-hmm. "Also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. The fear of the Lord, the reverence of our God, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified." Verse 18.
The fear fell on them. In the presence of God.
The presence of God fell on them. Hallelujah.
And magnified the name of Jesus.
In verse 18, it says this, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. There are things that they were involved in that wasn't right. Things that were not godly, they got rid of them. The fear fell on them, the glory of God, the presence of God. And I was thinking about this, and the Lord spoke this to me. They didn't need people preaching to them saying, get rid of this, you got to get rid of this, or get rid of that. No, the presence of God fell on them, and they knew the things in their life that were not godly. They got rid of them. Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord.
The presence of God. That's an awakening to God.
That's an awakening. That's what I saw when he was telling me in the car. He said, Mimi, this is an awakening. They awakened to God.
Mm-hmm.
And the awakening to God and the presence of God falling upon them, the presence of God fell upon them.
Yes.
And they were awakened to him.
Yes.
And they immediately knew what to do without anybody preaching to them.
Yeah. They knew what they had to get rid of.
They knew what they had to confess. They knew what they had to get rid of. And they showed their deeds.
Yes.
They openly confessed them.
Yes. And also in verse 19, it says, many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. And I just looked up, you know, how much a piece of silver is these days.
Like an ounce.
Yeah.
You looked up.
Uh-huh. And it's around $386.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that times 50,000, $19.3 million. And I saw this, and the Lord spoke this to me. The reverence of our God, the presence of God came on them, and they burned all the things that they were practicing, that they were doing. These are these people's jobs, their trades. They made livings off of this. They didn't sell them.
They made idols of silver?
They could have sold it, but they burned it.
They could have sold it. They could have melted it down and sold it.
That's an awakening to God. If anything's an awakening, that's an awakening to God. When it says all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, that's a lot of people.
It was a huge city.
It says all of them, and they burned it all. The reverence of our God, the fear of the Lord fell on them, the presence of God fell on them. And I had the honor to speak today at the Wednesday prayer, and I said, that's an awakening to God. That's what we're believing for. That's what we're praying for the presence of God to manifest all over the United States, all over around the nations, and the presence of God to hit people and cry out to God. That's an awakening to God, and that's happening right now.
It's happening now, and we were told to pray in an awakening. Yes. I just saw this so clear today. That an awakening involves, that's what happened in the early day awakenings. That's what happened in Jonathan Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it wasn't my sermons. Wow. He said, he would write his sermons out. They might be 2 hours long. And they said he had a monotone voice. But he said, I suddenly was shocked the people were paying attention to what I was saying. And they would fall off their chairs.
Wow.
And it's particularly the presence of the God just came down. This is the great awakening, Brandon, that yes. we were born out of, that the United States was born out of. And the presence of God came down. The young people had particularly, now we're talking pilgrims. These people are coming from pilgrims and Puritans. And when their families first came over on the Mayflower, and they were very dedicated to God. But then they had to work hard. They had to battle the elements.
Yes.
They had to put in farms. And they didn't have a lot of good roads between the communities as they started spreading. And something had happened to a generation of young people, particularly, that they had grown sinful.
Wow.
And they were practicing what Jonathan Edwards called bundling. Mm. Now, I don't know exactly what that meant. But I think today, if you were bundled up, a man and a woman, a boy and a girl together in a quilt or a blanket, I wouldn't think that'd be without some kind of a contact in there. And one of the girls who was most wanton, and she was the one that was really the worst.
Wow.
She fell off her chair into the floor and was suddenly changed.
Mm.
And Jonathan Edwards writes that what happened to her affected the whole of the city. And that affected the whole of the city. People started hearing about it in other towns. And they would come over And you, we're talking horse and buggies.
Wow.
They would come over with the express purpose of making fun of Jonathan Edwards and that church and those people and what was happening, and it would happen to them. And then they would go back to their communities, and this great awakening spread over all the colonies.
Wow.
I got a lesson from Harvard. This was one of their lectures, Harvard. And Harvard, in this lecture, it said, you cannot give the history of the colonies and the United States, how it was formed out of them, without an understanding of the Great Awakening, because it came from an awakening to God. That's how we were born. That's how the United States of America was born.
And that's Harvard saying that.
And that's Harvard. Because it was one of the schools that was born out of the awakenings. And I remember when we started here and God came down. What happened to us that day that he came down to us in June, 6.5 years ago now? What happened to us in our Sunday afternoon prayer was the presence fell on us.
Wow.
And when he fell on us, we were praying about the election. And it was like this came out of my voice. One thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for the nations and for Israel. It is an awakening to God. And then thoughts went through my head. The best person in the world could be elected president of the United States, and it will do no good unless the people are awakened to God. And then Amen. Other thoughts went through my head. Study, awakenings, America, history. And so that's when I started studying all these things. And we began praying. We didn't have the ability to have an online prayer meeting 6.5 years ago. We meet out here at Prayer Mountain, which was established for two purposes. The Lord told me to pray in the plans of God and to stop the strategies of the enemy. But by the next year, January 14, we had top television equipment. HD
wow.
cameras.
Praise God.
We had those control boards that we have. You go back in our control board, it looks like the control board of a news, a national news. They were given to us, and then we had the ability to do and stream every day at noon a prayer for an awakening. So today, I would invite you to go on the radio. I'm not sure when they'll get that archived. Jared, how long will it take them to archive it? About 2 days? And not radio, not this radio station, but I'm talking about the streaming of our prayer service today. You can go online to billybrim.org, and there you will see how to stream our archived prayer meetings so that you can watch our Wednesday prayer. You can watch what happened today. We had a really anointed time of prayer, as Brandon shared. And I saw, we need to pray for this outpouring. Fear fell on them.
Yes.
You don't need to argue about where the glory's coming from. It's coming from your middle, coming from the center of you. It's coming from above. It's coming from all around. It's coming all through the fountains of the earth, through the windows of heaven, through the body of Christ on earth. We are praying, and we are to pray. This is for the glory, praying for the glory. And I see here all the results that you read. That was an awakening. Now we're going to be back tomorrow, and we want you to come back with us. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. If you need to call us, call 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson. Shalom, shalom until tomorrow.